Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Men. And we are holding a daf Lamed Tet Amud Beit on the penultimate line, two words before the end. Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Omar Rabbi Ashi, Omar Rabbi. So now Rabbi is here quoted as saying, and remember that this is Rabbi, we already know Rabbi's opinion from the case of the Gizbo that we had before. Important to keep that in mind. So Rebbe says over here that an Eved shenasayet bat chorin b'fnei rabo, if this Eved gets married to a bat chorin in front of his own odon, who's sitting there and dancing at the chasana, yotzeh l'cherut. He obviously is yotzeh l'cherut, meaning that he had already been yotzeh l'cherut, because if it wouldn't have been that the Rav had been Meshachar him before, there's no way that he would have participated in this travesty of his marrying a woman that he had no right to marry and so on. So he's basically telling us that this is an Eved Meshukrab. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan, well, says Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Zeira and Mechanina, you seem to be such big Bekian and Rabbi Shita, Kach Yesh Biyadcha, you have so much of Rebbe in your hands. How strange.
They're so snotty.
It's not snotty. It's warm, man.
Yeah, this is warm. I didn't really get that until Rebbe's pointing
at
it. It's clear as day.
It's so strange because Anishone, it's sarcasm here. Anishone, my brighter that I know about is that HaKotev Shtar Erosin L'Shivchato, somebody writes a shtar to marry his own Shivcha. So Rabbi Meir says, well, obviously she's Mekudashat, because, he went ahead and he was Mekadasher. Whereas the Chachomim Omrim, Eina Mekudashat. The Chachomim say, no, she's not Mekudashat. This is, you understand, where the guy himself was Makadosh. Forget about being a standbyer at the wedding. He himself was Makadosh, the person that's awesome. And over there, the Chachorim say, no way. There's no proof of anything. You're telling me that if he stood by in a wedding where this Eved was marrying somebody else, that then the halacha would be clearly he had been Meshachrerim. Well, that's Kedi Omar, Rabba Bar of Shila. We're going to see later on that there are special cases where, like, we asked later from a case where the Eved wears tefillin in front of his Rebbe, so Rabbi Bar Shil explained that over there, it's a raya that he's a Ben Chorin only if Rabbo iniach lo tefillin. The Rav puts the tefillin on him. So then he's not a standby. So clearly he's participating in activities that generally are not done by an Eved. And here too, when we're talking about the Rav here, it doesn't mean the Rav was a standbyer, he was a Masader Kedushin. So it was the Rav Oisio Isha. You're going to tell me that he's going to be the Masader Kedushin, or he'll arrange the marriage for an Eved that he hadn't been Meshachar? I don't understand. Why not? You're telling me if he himself writes an Erisin to a maid, that's okay. I mean, he would never bring an Eved, a wife that was Shalom Kedin. For himself, he would take a wife to Shalom Kedin. I don't understand what you're saying. Mi'ika midi de la'av de lo ma'avid le'isra. You're saying he definitely wouldn't have done such a thing to his Eved. But for himself, he would. He would go and marry his mate.
And it's free.
Without freeing her. That's what you're saying. But you, avad isura. Amra nachem bar yitzchak, you don't understand. We're not talking over here about whether this is a proof that he had or had not freed her. We're talking about where he writes a shtar erisin, which is meant to act simultaneously as a shtar shechur. That's the point. So, Achamai has kinan do amala tsi'ibo v'itkachibo. This paper is an instrument of your freedom, and it's also a shtar kedushin. So Rabbi Meir says, that's a perfectly valid get shichur as well, because it's a very powerful statement of freedom, right? So here is a contract that allows you to be free to marry me. No. So yesh b'loshen hazeh loshen shichur. Rabbanan Savri, in b'loshen hazeh loshen shichur. It doesn't say that you are mishukra, and therefore it's not a valid get shichur.
Talking about Can you do half and half? In other words, if according to her marriage, if she doesn't want to marry, if she still wants to be free, can you guys become free?
It's not that it's relevant, the question, in any way to the sugya. However, since Lamaisa, the person linked it, it's probably an umdana that he only wants to free her if she's ready to marry. But it's irrelevant to the sugya. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. Evet shindiach tefillin b'vnei rabo. Since an evet, even though saying it's not an iser, but since it's not the norm, because it's the activities of the ben chorin, he's not chayev in tefillin because he's only chayev in women's mitzvahs, and therefore it is not the norm. If the rav allows him to do it, it's yatzah lecherut. That's what we think it means. If the rav allows him to do it, as the Gemara Meitve, it says that if a rav borrows money from his eved, Love Ahemenu, as most parents end up having to do from their children. So, Love Ahemenu Rabbo. Oh, Shasoro Rabbo Apotropos. Rav makes him the apotropos on his funds. Oh, Shiniak Tefillin Bifnei Rabbo. Oh, Shikarash Loshapsuki Bibeta Knesset Bifnei Rabbo. Or he gets an aliyah in the Beta Knesset, which is also not the norm for an Eved in front of his Rav. That don't prove a darn thing. I raised a lawyer at Salachirut. Now, how does the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi comes along now and says that if he puts on tefillin in front of his rab, he is yet Salachirut? Oh, my rab, a bar of Sheila. This is what we were referring to before, that what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was talking about, were cases where Rabbo he niach lo tefillin. That's different. So if the rab calls him up to the aliyah, the rab puts the tefillin on him, the Rav arranges the marriage, or the Rav is the Mesader Kedusha. That's a completely different thing than the Rav standing by and not making a fuss when the Eved does something that he wouldn't approve of. The author of Dimi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Misha Amar B'Sha'at Mitato. Somebody who says, as he is dying, Ploni Chivchati Al Yishtabdu B'Alachar Moti. Do not work my poor loyal maid who has worked so hard all these years after my death. Kofina Tayorshim, we will force the heirs to write a get shichur to that maid. Rulafanav Rabami for Rabasi, Rabami Rabbi Asi said to Rabdimi, that's ridiculous. Rabbi. Iatamodeh. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. Are her children Avadim or not? So she has children from this point on.
From before he died, or
no, after he died. After all he said was, "Don't be mishtabed." Was he mishachrer? No. Are her children going to be avadim?
Yes.
Absolutely. There's a famous story of Thomas Jefferson, the great liberal, you know, where this guy gave him tons of money, millions of dollars in modern dollars. Yeah, modern equivalents to free his slaves, right? This is the great liberal Thomas Jefferson. So Jefferson says, this guy thinks that he's covering them, and he's covering the work of the slaves. The main value of the slaves is babies, not work. Huh. Where's he going to pay for all of these babies? I could keep selling. He didn't free them. I don't think he gave back the money either. It could be he was mashach for them not to be obeyed with them. You know, that I don't know. But in any event, Yatamodesh Banea Avadim, I mean Lamaisa, her children were Avadim, right? So then
but to whom does she belong as a Shifcha? To the heirs?
Yes, except we're gonna force them to give her a get shichrur, is what we're saying. That's all Rav Dimi is saying. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi are saying why? There was no shichur from the father. It's not as if he was mafkia, like we said, a mafkir avdos. Then kofin lo to write a get shichur, according to some shittas, right? That's not the same. He was ever mashachar. All he said is, don't work her. No. Don't work her, but let her have babies. What's the problem?
But the babies don't belong to her.
Well, of course the babies don't belong to her. Why would the babies belong to her?
She's
just an incubator.
They don't She's not Monsieur Crevet, and right. They belong. But isn't that a form of working her?
No. She likes having babies.
For other people.
She doesn't like keeping them.
Okay. Theater of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. It's one of these mornings, I see. Theater of Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mi sha'amar b'sha'at mitato. Somebody says, as he's dying, you know, my loyal Shivcha, Ploni Shivchati, Korat Ruach Astali, she's been very kind to me my whole life. I would like you to do something nice for her. Ya'asela Korat Ruach. So then after he dies, Kofinat Ayoshim, Vosina Korat Ruach. They are forced to do what she wants. If she wants not to work, she wants to be freed, whatever she wants, that's Korat Ruach. Why is that? Not because the father was Meshachrer, but because my time a mitzvah l'kayim divrei amet. That's something else. That's a completely different issue. Now, Omer HaMeimar, and this is the issue that we spoke about yesterday. HaMafkir Avdo Oto Eved Eno Takana. If someone is Mafkir and Eved, there is nothing that he can do in order to get married. Now, you'll remember that Rashi learns that what that means is that an Eved that has no Odin is still not freed because he didn't get a Get Shichrur. And there's nobody to free him. And therefore, he is neither really an Eved to be Mutter Neshifcha, says Rashi, because he doesn't have an Odin. But on the other hand, neither does he have Kedushas Yisrael to marry a Bat Chorin. So Ein Lo Takana means he can't marry anybody. Not a Bat Chorin, and not a Shifcha. That's how Rashi understands the issue before. Now, here is where Tosfos argues on. Obviously, he was arguing in the sugya before as well. And that was the case we had before. Evet Shebarach Mibeit HaAsurim. We had a number of cases like this. And we say, in cases that were Kofinoto over there because he has to get married. But in the event that the person is like this, where he doesn't have any kind of shifrur whatsoever, what is the problem of his marrying a shifcha? He has the din of an eved. That's all that counts, is the din of an eved, and the din of an eved is mutter for him. And therefore, en lo takana, according to Tosis, means en lo takana for a bat horin, but he certainly would have a takana to marry a shifcha in terms of that type of takana. Obviously, he's in a sort of a limbo because he doesn't want to do that. I mean, he's sees himself as a free man. You know. What is my logic? Says Amema, look, my time, gufe lo kanile. Because nobody owns his guf. So what is left? Isura hudi ikagabe. All that's left is iser. Who can be makne him the iser? The owner? You can't be makne iser. Iser's a state. So Memela, if you are the owner, that ownership allows you to write a get shichrur, which the Torah then uses to put him into a state of kedusha of a ben Yisrael. But if you don't own him, who are you to give over the yisr? So you have lost your ability to write a mishtar shichrur. There's nobody to write a mishtar shichrur.
He couldn't do it. Hefker.
No, it's not hefker. He's already hefker. He owns himself. So who's going to make him a free man? Nobody has that keyach anymore. That doesn't make sense. Because before we said, remember that Ula quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin quoted Rav, that whether the guy is Mafkir Avdo, whether the guy is Magdish Avdo, doesn't matter. The Tzorech Get Shichrur. Now, I mean, if I know how to read, Tzorech Get Shichrur means, and the guy who was mafkir him, or the guy who gave him to Hekdesh, has to write a Get Shichrur. How can you write a Get Shichrur according to you? We already gave away the ownership. Says Amemar, no. Tzorech Get Shichrur just means he needs a Get Shichrur. Ha, ha, ha. You need a Get Shichrur. Ha, ha, ha. And there ain't nobody write it for you, buddy. So Tzorech Vein Lo Takana, that's the point. You need a Get Shichrur and you ain't going to get one. Who said that Tzorech Get Shichrur means somebody's going to write him one? That's one report of how Amemar said, Ayikiri Amri Omer Amemar, Amafkir Avdo Umeit, and this is the sugya we had yesterday. The guy is Mafkir Avdo, so he takes off the mum. Then he dies. Now yesterday we said that if he dies, then it would be the same thing as a husband dying for a wife, and that takes off the issue. If he was still in charge of the Mammon, then he can't die, because then the Yorish takes his place, and the owner never dies. Right. There's no way for him to die on his wife, because then someone else is in his place, automatically, so to speak. Fine. But in this case, he was first mafkir the Evet, so he doesn't have any Yorshim of the money, and now he dies. And nonetheless, a Mimar says, well, tough luck. Ota Evet in lo takanana. Yesterday we said, well, I don't understand a Mimar, because obviously a Mimar is not taking into consideration the issue of the fact of death being similar to la la miisha. Okay. So we left that hanging yesterday. But now, in terms of this Mimar, what's my logic? Explains a Mimar. Look, you don't own him anymore because you were mafker. All right. All that's left is the Isser. You can't be Morish Isser to your children, as if there's some kind of schus to write the Get Shichur and give that as an inheritance to your child. What? Where is there an inheritance of such a thing? There's no such thing. Omale Ravashila Meimar, I don't understand you. I mean, when Rav Dimi came, he quoted Rav Yochanan, and remember what he said? That in that case, Mishomar Bishaat Mitato, I don't want you to be mishtabed with my shifcha. Kofin et hayorshim. Now, read after me. Kofin et hayorshim. And they write a get shichur. How can you be kofin et hayorshim to be writing a get shichur if the yorshim can't be your ishisser? Now, obviously, there's no such concept the yorshim can't be your. What are you talking about, man? We said Rav Dimi was a mistake. Rav Dimi te'utehi. We said Rav Dimi. What do you mean? He didn't say that the kids that she has afterwards aren't going to be avodim. She was never mishacher. Yes, I know Rav Dimi is a mistake. But why is Rav Dimi a mistake? He's only a mistake because he didn't say a lashon that she should be free. He allowed her to still be an incubator. That was the only problem. Fine, forget about that problem. In this case, he did say it. I'm mafker, completely, gone, goodbye, fine, okay? Did they complain to Rav Dimi and say, what do you mean, how can they write a get shichur? They only own Isser. No, the mistake has nothing to do with that point. That point everybody was happy with. Oh, that's not a problem. If indeed he had properly been mishakra her, then we would have forced them to give a get shichur. How do you force them to give a get shichur? What's the difference if Rav Dimi is a mistake? Let's just see this inside. Vaki Atta Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. What? Says Amemar Rav Dimi. That was a big mistake. Rav Dimi Ta'ute. Yeah. But my Ta'uta. Delo Amar Beloshen Shichur. That was the only problem. Had he said it properly, Beloshen Shichur, and then she wouldn't have been left as an incubator. So then, Hachinami, nobody argued on the fact that the Yorshim should be able to write a get shichur, despite the fact that according to Sir Amemar, you can't be Morish Isser to a Yorish to write. How do you explain that? Good? Are we now happy?
Is it a package deal or do we split it? You say that the Isser and the value.
Apparently we can give over Isser to Yorish. Otherwise, how did Rabbi Yochanan say to write a get shichur if they don't own her?
We're not just doing what he wants.
No, that was the next mimer of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, if there was in terms of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hamet. Here he said, ayishta abedba. So had he said, harei mishukhreret.
But ayishta abedba equals hefker, is that the point?
If it had.
If it had equals.
It doesn't, because he never said that she doesn't make babies. But if it had equaled she's hefker, then enoch inami, we would have taken from the yorshim a get shichur. And you, Amema, said you cannot do that.
Because you've already lost the property rights.
That's right. And you said you can't have no property rights and yet retain rights of shichur. That's what you said. Oh, Marley, I did say that, but that's because I don't hold like Rav Yochanan. I hold like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, surely. What did you want to ask?
Just that she's still having babies for these people?
Who cares?
Okay.
You mean, would she? If she had a baby, it would belong to the Yorshim.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. That was the mistake. That's true. Okay, but remember, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's Mimer was a completely different mimer. That was the thing about the mitzvah kind of re'ameh. That was a different thing. Okay, so I don't hold that Rabbi Yochanan ever said that. So I think the whole statement of Rabbi Dimi never happened. Well, somebody got mixed up with what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha'meit, when he said korat ruach. That's what happened. That's a completely different issue, which has nothing to do with this. So Rabbi Yochanan never said kofin et ha'yoshim, where they don't own her, to write out a get shechrut. Ahu diskarta de avdei. So it was this town that avadim would settle into. And the entire place was sold to Ovde Kochavim. Right? So the halacha is that we have a knas, somebody who sells an eved to Ovde Kochavim, the eved is Yotze L'Cheres. All right, so there was this village that they used to use. Gabi had one of those slave things. Town. Slave town, basically slave quarters, you know. Tell you, he would keep all of his Mexican workers in these. He had a few houses over there. He'd dump all of his Mexican workers in his houses. It was like the mayor. He was Mamash Akampa. It was a massive Akampa. It's like one of these A-team scenes. You know? So.
What happened to that?
Somebody burned it down.
Somebody.
Yeah. Anyway. It was the A-team made it, you know? So they sold it to another government. And then what happened was the buyers basically died out. So Kolomavrata Batroy, the owners ended up dying. And now these guys wanted to come back and marry three women and so on because of the aloha. The owners, the goyim. So Atala Kami de Ravina. Meanwhile, the original Jewish owners had died. So Ravina said to them, look, what you need to do is you need to find the heirs of the original owners who had sold you to the Akum. So Zilu Ahadre Abnei Marvata Kamoi, and let them write out a get cherus for you, and that way there's no problem. Omer le Rabbana le Ravina, I thought a Neymar said that a mafkir avdo umet. Now here's the case, right? This guy, basically, in selling his eved to Ovid Kochavim, is the equivalent of Mamav Gravdo, because we take it away from him as a knas. And Meimar claimed that Oto Ha'eved in Lo Takana. And you're claiming that the heirs are able to write out a get shechur, and then they can go and they can go get married to Benot Chorin. Amar Lahu. So he said to them, that's all very nice, but that's a Meimar. I hold like Rav Dimi. What do you mean, Rav Dimi? Rav Dimi was a big mistake. Everybody knows Rav Dimi was a ta'uta, right? It's true it's a ta'uta, but what was the ta'uta? Only the fact that Lo'am Rabba Lashon Shechur, as we saw before. Had he properly stated it, instead of saying, don't let her work in the kitchen, instead he had said, she should not be an ama anymore, so then if it would be Shechur. So, but had she said it, Belashat Shechur, then Rav Dimi would have been fine, and Rabami and Rabasi would have had no problem with that psak, and the psak was to have the heirs write out a get Shechur. So I don't care about Amimar. So then Alchinami. And indeed, Ilchatak Ravina, we indeed paskin like Ravina, that the heirs of the original owners, they go and write the get Shechur.
If he verbalized it. Does he need two witnesses for the get?
Nobody was arguing. What we need witnesses for? No.
We need a document. Get
Shechur. We're going to get into that. It needs to be a document. But over here we're talking about mafkir.
Right.
Then the second ones write the shtar. Remember, there's two separate. Yeah, there's two separate stages. I mean, it doesn't have to be done in stages, but here it was done in stages. Now, there was a guy, who after the betray, there was an Eved that was owned by two shutafim. One of them goes, and he's Meshacher, he's Chelek, which he wasn't supposed to do, right? But anyway, in this case, where you have a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, that's left, we know that we have a very tough takana. Because since this bitch, as we had the whole discussion between Shammai and Hill, in the end, the Chazu Beit Shammai, Chazu Beit Hillel, the Eretz Kedivri Beit Shammai, that what's the poor guy supposed to do? He can't marry an Eved, a Shivcha, because he's not really an Eved, because he's half a Ben Chorin. They can't marry a Bat Chorin because half of him is an Eved. What's he supposed to do? Not have any children. And therefore, what we do is we force the other one to write a get shichrur, and the Eved writes him out a contract that he owes him out of his salary. In the future, he owes him for his own value. Fine. Now, this guy felt that it was really a disaster. He liked this Eved. He did not want the Chachamim to come around and start forcing him to be Mishachran. And he knew that was what was going to happen. So what he said was, one gives freedom to his half, and the other owner said, oh, damn, how's the Shmir be Rabbonah? The Rabbonah are going to hear about this, and they're going to come and absolutely me night. They're going to take away my bylaws. I have a great idea. Classic. These tax lawyers, they all know this idea. Give it over as a kinyan to your young son. So then the authorities can't get him because he's too young, and the court can't force him. So So he goes and he makes this kinyan to be maknah to his son, and now the
his half
to his son. Now, so Rabbi Yosef, Brei Rava, sent Rav Papa to ask Rav Papa, so what do we do now? Shalach le kasher asa kenya selo gimulo yashivlo berosho. This guy thinks he's such a smart aleck. We shall do unto him what he hath planned to do to others.
His son does not have the kayak to.
Well, Bezda doesn't have the kayak to force a child. We're not kaifin kitanya. Because they don't have that. So Anan Kimlan, yeah, but that was the guy's whole point. So Anan Kimlan Bianuka, what we know is that babies love lollipops. So Kimlan Bianuka, we know the Mikarva Daita Lagabi Zuzi. You take some sparkly pennies and you make them look really cute in front of his eyes. He says, ooh, I like. And then you say, well, if you like, you like. All you need to do is let Mr. Apotropos free your Eved. Yes. So, so Mukmina Lay Apotropos and Mekarkashi Lay Zuze, you know. So then the Eved put some really sparkly coins in front of him. And then Katav Lay Gita de Cherus, so the Apotropos writes a get Cherus al Shmei of the Katan. So then we're not forcing anybody. Tanarabban. Somebody says, I made so-and-so my Eved a Ben-Chorin. Or, he is a sui hereby a Ben-Chorin. We'll see that this is talking about that he writes this in a shtar. So now, Rehu Ben-Chorin. If he writes the words, Harehu Ben-Chorin. No, sorry, Harehu Ben-Chorin. I skipped. Harehu Ben-Chorin. If he writes the words, Harehu Ben-Chorin. So then, Harehu Ben-Chorin.
It's present or future.
He is hereby. He is hereby. Well, what about if he writes in the future? I shall make him a Ben Chorin. So Rebbe says, what he means is, I shall make him with these words. So right now, with the shtar, I shall make him a Ben Chorin, and he gives him a shtar.
And it's not future, it's now.
Rebbe says, we interpret it to mean now. I shall make him hereby by giving him the shtar, a Ben Chorin. So the Chacham said, no, he's promising to make him a Ben Chorin at some point in the future. But why should we say that his intent is, with the shtar, I will be making a Ben Chorin? Not necessarily. Okay, so that could be that he doesn't mean that. Lo kana. And says Rabbi Yochanan, of course, all of this is b'shtar, and the question is whether these lashonas are lashonas of shichrur. Now, the same thing would be true about a sada. Tanu Rabbanan, omer natati sada plonit leploni. Or, Netuna leploni, or harei sada zu shalo. In all of these cases, if, of course, as we'll see, we're talking about a shtar here, harei hi shalo. If he says, I shall be giving, then Rabbi Meir says that means I shall be giving hereby, by these premises. Okay, so then he would be koina. The Chachamim say that's not how we interpret it. We interpret it as a promissory note, which doesn't have any validity. Yet. I changed my mind. I'm a bad boy. Promise, I changed my mind. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'kulam b'shtar. Now, The Braita says, Tana Rabbanan Omer, Asiti Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. Somebody says, look, I made this guy a Ben Chorin. Because the Eved said, no, he didn't. He made me a Ben Chorin. What are we talking about? And Vomer Lo Asani. So then we do not say that, well, you know, if the guy's Braita, that he's not a Ben Chorin, then if this guy wants to take him back, take him back. We don't say that. Because what we do is we're Chashinan, when he says, I made him a Ben Chorin, it does not mean that I made him a Ben Chorin by giving him a Shtar Shechur. He means I made him a Ben Chorin by being mezake him a Get Shechur through somebody else. And that's perfectly good because Zochan Lanim Shalaba Fanav, and we Paskins consider to be a source for the Eved, and therefore maybe he doesn't know about it. So he says, no, he didn't. As far as you know, he didn't. But the guy is saying, yes, he did. Fine. So then the bottom line is that you are a Ben Chorin.
Is it Get Shechur?
Yeah, but I never saw it, so you never saw it. So you gave it to somebody else?
He doesn't have to hold it like Aisha holds it.
No, Aisha doesn't have to hold it yet either.
But she's a registered somewhere.
That's what we should know. So over here, what's the difference? The guy's being married. He's not my Eved, so fine. He's saying I gave him. Why not? He's Nema. However, if he says the same thing about Ashtar, and he says, you know, Katafti, how about if he says, I gave it to him, however? Katafti v'natati lo. And then the guy says, no, he didn't. I never got anything from him. Lo katavli lo natanli. So then, ein achinami odat baldin kemeya eidin dami. So if the Eved is made that he never got it, so then he never got it. If the person wants to take him back, take it back. Ho omer natati sada ploni tle ploni. V'hu omer lo natanli. So there also, chashinim shamazika lo ayidei acher. He's not saying I don't want the field. He's just saying he never gave it to me. Right? So then, there too, we can't let the guy just turn around and take it back. We're chashish that maybe he meant he gave it to him by being mezaket. Suppose he says, I wrote him a shtar and I gave it to him. And this person says, I never got it. He never gave it to me. So then, hu omer lo natan li. Then, of course, so that padin kameya edim dami. So the only question would be, mi ochel peirot? Since each one of these is saying, it's not mine. So who would be the one that would be zocha to the achilas haperos in this period? Oh, Reb Chista Omar. What's that?
Peros means the work of the Eved?
Or the peirot of the Sodah we're talking about.
No,
yeah. So, or either case. Reb Chista Omar, no ten ochel peirot. Rabba Omar. So Rabbi says, no, what we do is we put the perot into escrow. Mishalshin et haperot. We put the perot into an escrow account. And then when Eliyahu HaNavi decides to show up finally, we'll ask him whose perot these are. Obviously, we sell the perot, deposit the funds, and so on. And that will be kovir, who the owner is. But the truth is, there's no real machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chista. One is talking about the father, meaning the individual himself who was mekabel this gift, and he says, I don't know what he's talking about, I never got it. And then in that case, the note needs to pay out because they really, it's hodat baldin. The guy says, I never got it. So he has no claims to it. But the other is talking about where it's his son, ha bivra. If he died and his son says, well, look, I was there and there was no giving of a shtar. So in that case, it could be that at one point maybe there are aiden that he had given it. I mean, the fact that he says, I didn't see him get it and I was there, is not absolute proof that it's not his or that it's hodat baldin. So over there, we don't know. If we don't know, so put it into escrow. So they're not really arguing about the halacha at all. And now a word from our...
We have it where we say that sometimes the Eved is in a situation where Eino lo tekana, but yet in the Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin, we make say that that situation can't carry on. So
because we can do something about it.
What can in the previous ones Eino tekana?
That's his whole point, is that there's no one to give the Get Shechur. There's no legal way out. There's no legal recourse. Over here, there would be no legal recourse except that we make the tekana to force the guy to free him, but he has the kayak to free him. He's a full owner on his head, right?
That's a different
problem. Yeah. And now?
Why should the guy who says, I gave him
English.
If he said, I gave him a field, why should he should shut up and say thank you and finish? Why should he say, I never got this
stuff? I see that you've never been in a position where you were being chased by an alien spacecraft. You understand, if this guy had said that it's true, he would be taken up to that craft with one of these, you know, tractor beams, and would have been probably taken pieces, each cell, exactly. Obviously he doesn't want to do that.
Why not? He says he gave it to me. So
I just told you why. Put yourself in his position. Would you want to be dragged up to an alien spacecraft with a tractor beam? Would you? You wouldn't. See, he doesn't want to admit that he wouldn't. He thinks that he's so brave.
He said so.
Even if they spoke out for counts, you wouldn't have wanted to go.
I would say thank you.
You would say thank you, but not if they were about to pull you apart. You felt like so, you would say thank you.
He had his reasons.
It could be that our president has some masochistic tendencies. How about a good word?
Dr. Haley Commissioner.
Here's a fascinating case. The master makes this eved a mortgage for a loan that he takes. He says, look, I got this amazing eved worth $500,000. You can collect your loan. If I don't pay you, you collect them out of here. You got a mortgage on this eved. Okay, the guy gives him $500,000, and he turns around and he frees the eved. So then, he's mishakra him. So shurat ha-din, look, the truth is that in terms of the actual legal responsibility, eina eved chayav klum. It's not the eved's business. He doesn't have to worry about it. However, and this is yet another tikkun olam, mipnei tikkun olam, kofin et rabo vozeh oto ben chorin. We force the master to make him ben chorin. None of this makes any sense. I mean, we don't know who was Meshachrim. We don't know why the Eved would be chai of anything. We don't know who is meant when it says Kofinet Rabo. Who is the Rabo? The original guy? The second guy? This whole thing is one of these unbelievably kopek Mishnayos, right? Yeah. V'yosot ben Chorin, and now the Kotev Shtar al Damav. I'm not sure who is Kotev Shtar either. I guess it means the Eved writes a Shtar on his Damav. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, he doesn't write. He's Meshachrer, or the Meshachrer is the only one who writes, not the Eved writes. Man, oh man, am I confused. Not one word makes any sense. So what is going on? Eved Shasor Rabo Poti Veshir Bishichro. Who was the one that was Meshachrer the Eved? So as we're going to see, we have multiple interpretations of the Mishnah. So Rav says, look, the way to understand the Mishnah is like this. The first guy who made him the mortgage, he then turned around to his Meshachrim. Now, at that point, the Shurat HaDin is that the Eved is not chai of anything to the Rabo HaShemi. Because you would say, now wait a minute, this Eved has a financial lien against him, right? So if somebody would have given you a car that has a mechanic's lien against him, you can shout all you want. Well, I never went to that mechanic. It's irrelevant if you went to the mechanic. The guy can't give you something that he has no rights to get rid of. The Eved had a mechanic's lien, so to speak, had a bank lien against him. So the fact that if he would have given the Eved to somebody else, would that guy not have still had to maintain the lien on the Eved? Of course. So if he gives the Eved to himself, then he should still have that lien against himself, right? That's all typical financial consideration all the time. So the Chiddush is, says the Mishnah, nonetheless, the Shurat HaDin legally, despite the fact that there was a lien against him, that Eved doesn't own a dime to the second guy, even though he's walking off with himself, and that means he's walking off with his lien. Why is that? That's a Chiddush. That is like Rava says. Beyond our Rava, there are three things that destroy a lien. If somebody makes a leaned animal, let's say, Hegdish, the Hegdish takes off the lien. There's no lien against Hegdish. If you have chometz, so let's say you had chometz and you made it a lien to a goy, and now it's Pesach and it's coming Erev Pesach, it's coming Shah Shishis, the chometz is mafkia the shibud, and you have to go ahead and you burn it because you're going to be over on, since it's still in your rishus, even though it belongs to the goy in terms of the lien, but the chometz is mafkia that lien, and you have to get rid of that chometz.
Wow.
And the third thing is shikrur. Ha! So if shikrur is mafkimi de shibud, it means that really legally, this poor guy is out a lien, because the first master was b'shachrer. B'shachrer cancels liens against avodim. So therefore, there's nothing. The second guy has no recourse except to sue him, obviously.
Sue the first guy.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Okay, but I don't have any other property. Sorry. You know, whatever, right? Okay. But now he's up the creek. Doesn't mean he's up the creek without a paddle. But sometimes you got to do a lot of paddling until you get back in. Fine. However, we don't allow that situation to develop. Why? Because of Tikkun Olam. The Tikkun Olam that we're worried about is this. The Rabbo Hasheni is going to be highly embittered about this situation. And every time he meets this Eved in the Shuk, he's going to start shouting and yelling, "You lousy, good-for-nothing, escapee Eved. You belong to me. $500,000 you cost me, you know, goodness." He's going to keep saying, "Avdiyat." So therefore, our Eitza is Kofinet Rabbo, meaning Kofinet Rabbo Hasheni. So the second one has to pretend that he is Rabbo, even though he isn't.
But he who is complaining that he doesn't?
The guy who's complaining is going to be forced by the court to write him a get shikur. So that the next time he starts yelling at that Eved, the Eved pulls out the get shikur. So obviously the guy's not going to yell anymore, right? The Eved, in exchange for being released from the horrors of this guy's chasing him for the rest of his life, will write a shtar for his value and will have to pay him back over the course of time. Pay him back, worth it for him, yeah.
$500,000 to avoid this?
You don't like it, you don't have to make the takana. You can go like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, this is how Rav understands Reb Shimon Gamliel, why does the Eved have to write him anything? Ain't I Eved Kotev? Look, it's not the Eved's business. The Mashachrer, the guy who made the whole problem in the first place, he's the one who was Mazikim because he destroyed his lien. And therefore, Reb Shimon Gamliel says the Eved isn't the guy who has to write. The Mashachrer has to write. What is the machlok? It's between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama. The Mike Amiflage about the question of somebody who destroys someone's lien. So it's Mazik Shibudosho Kaveroko Miflage. Marsavar Chayav. Because of the fact that I destroyed his Shibud, that itself is a Chayav. Umarsavar Patur, the other man, the armor holds. Look, it's only a Shibud. It's not money. And we'll see what this is again later. This is just our first salvo in the exciting unraveling here of the mysteries of this Mishnah. To be continued, Bezrat Hashem. Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Hashem, Rabbi Eved, Shinasad, Bat Chorin, Bifnei Rabo, Yatsa Lecherut, Amal Rabbi Yochan, whoa, Kokach, Yesh Biyadcha. I happen to know a Braita, Nishoneh, HaKotev Shtar Erutzin himself to his own Shivcha. Rabbi Meir, Amir Mekadesh, Vachachamim, Amir Meir Mekadesh. Yeah, it's a different case. That's Kedi Amar Rabba Barav Shila about the case of the tefillin. Kisharabo, he didn't have tefillin, remember? So Hakanami, it's talking about Kisharabo, he's seo isha. Nu, and so what? Mihika miri de la avde loma avid le yisura, but you avad yisura? We're not talking about the question of whether he intended to be mishakar. The question is whether this is a valid shikur. Rabbi Meir Sava Yesh Beloshen Hazeh Loshen Shikur. Rabban and Savri Yen Beloshen Hazeh Loshen Shikur. Om Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Eved Shi Niach Tefilin. Bifnei Rabbo. Yatsa Lecheru. Neitvei. Love Amen Rabbo. Aso Rabbo Apotropos. He Niach Tefilin Bifnei Rabbo. Korah Shlosh Pesuk Bebet HaKnesset Bifnei Rabbo. Hare Zeh Lo Yatsa Lecheru. Omar Rabba Barav Shila, it's different if Rabbo Iniach Lo Tefilin. Ki Yotar Evdimi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Misha Amar, Bishat Mitato, Plonichif Hati, Al Yishtab Duba, La Akramoti, Kofina de Yashim Katin Lakachiku. Omru, Fana Vabami, Vabasi, Rebbe, Yata Modesh, Banea Vadim. The author of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he said, not tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishamar Bishat Mitato, Plonichif Hati, Korat Ruach Astali, Yeyasela Korat Ruach. Then kofinat ayoshin v'osin korat ruach. My time because of mitzvah l'kayim di remet. Omrameimar hamafkir avdo oto ever is up the creek. Ein lo takana. My time. Gufe lo kanila. Isura hu di ika gabe. Who's going to write him the get shirkut to be matir min abat v'chori? Isura lo matzi maknila. Omrameimar ravashi la meimar. So how do you explain the fact that Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin quoted Rav the same way, that in either case, either a mavker avdo or magdish avdo, echadzeh, yatzel acher, v'tzarek get shikrus. Obviously, he's writing to get shikrus. Amar Lai says, no, not obviously. Tzarek, but ain't lo takana. Yikini amri amram emar, a mavker avdo, mate, oto evad ain't lo takana. Either in a bat chorin or in a shifcha according to Rashi, or only in a bat chorin according to Tosfos. My time out. Gufe lo kanila. What's left? Isura hu kigabe. Who's gonna be able to write the get shifcha with him? The yoresh. Isura levrei lo morit. Amalei Rav Ashi lo amemar. That's not true. Rav Dimi said that Rabbi Yochanan said that we're gonna force the yoresh to be mishachar of the get shifcha. Rav Dimi was a big mistake. Amalei, yeah, but my ta'uta, only the fact that lo amra b'loshen shikra. But nobody had any objections to the ikra point. Had he been amra b'loshen shikra, l'nei we would have forced them. Amalei, well, I don't think that ever happened. Anaka Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda in Rabbi Yochanan Sfirli, that it was just a mitzvah l'kayim divrei amet. Well, who discarded the avdi d'izdam in lovi kochavim? And when the goyim that had bought them all died out, kolam arvata batrei, ota l'kamid ravina. Amalei, look, go find the original yorshim, and zilu adra ablei marvata kamay, and let them write you a get shichur. Amalei, omrulei rabbonan l'ravina, I thought, omra amemra mafker avdo meto to evit eno takana. Amalei, I hold like Rav Dimi, that yorshim can write a star shichur. Omrulei, but I thought Rav Dimi was a big tahuta. Amalei, my tahuta, only the low. Omra b'loshen shichur, omra b'loshen shichur, it'll be no problem. And in fact, Yechatak Ravina, who after the betray, Kom Chad bin Eva Shachre Lepalge, Omar Yidach, oh no, Ashta Shami Berabon Ramavsir and Inoy, Ozanak Nail of Ne Katan, Shachar of Yosef, Ray the Rav Lekamin of Papa, what do we do? Shalach Lekash Herasa, Kain Yas Hello, Gimulo, Yashivlo Berosho, Anan Kim Lan Bianuka, the Mekarva Daita Lagabe Zuzi, Mukmina Le Apotropia, or Mekakish Le Zuzi. You see the pretty beads? Would you like to sell Manhattan? The coat of Le Gita, the Heruta Al Shmei. Turn around. Omer Asiti Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin, or Asui Ben Chorin, or Hareu Ben Chorin. In all the above cases, Hareu Ben Chorin. But if he says, Esenu Ben Chorin, it's Machlokas, Rebbe Omer Kana, the Chachamim Omerim Lo Kana, and Rebbe Yochanan explains, and of course, all above Lishonot were written in a shtar. Tana Rabbana, Omer Natati Sade Plonit Leploni, or Netuna Leploni, or Harehi Shalo, in all such cases, Rehi Shalo. But if he writes it Nenala, so here too we have a machlokes, Rabbi Meir Omer Kana, the Chachamim Omerim Lo Kana. And here too Rabbi Yochanan explains, of course, all the above Lashonot were written in a shtar, Kulam B'shtar, Tan Rabban. Omer Asiti Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. And the Evet says, I don't know what he's talking about. Who Omer Lo Asa'ani. Chayshinan says Tosis means Vada. It doesn't mean that we have a Sofet. But basically, the way we explain this away is that Shema Zikalo Ayyadei Acher. Katavti v'natati lo directly, and then the guy says, never, ain't ever happened. Omer lo katavli, lo natami, then odat baden kemi ha'inim dami. Omer natati sada ploni to ploni v'omer lo natami, chashinu shem azika lo ayideacher. Katavti v'natati lo, v'omer lo katavli lo natami, so then odat baden kemi ha'inim dami. Mi ochel peirot, if this omer, well, obviously, then otein is ochel peirot, if the guy is made, eh? The Rava Omar Mishal Shinata Perot, and of course, he doesn't mean in the same case, so pleading. Abba, meaning the guy himself, Ha-Bivra of the guy himself, we're over there, we'll still have a suffix and we'll put it into escrow. Shurata din would have been that ain't evet chayev klum, but we play tikkun olam kofinat rabo vozinat ben chorin, and the evet is kotev shtar al damat. Reb Shimon Gamliel, no, why would he have to? Ain't no kotev ela mishachre evet shaso rabo apotik v'shir. Who? What? Where? Mishachre? Oh, my rab. What happened over here is rabo harishon, who had made him, he was Meshachar, Shurat Adin, in Evet Chayef Klum, the Rabbo Sheni. Why is that? And what about the lien? Because of Rava. The Yomar Rava Agdash, Chomitz of Shichru, are Mafkiim Midei Shibut. So he destroyed the lien. Elam Ibnei Tikkun Olam, what is the Tikkun Olam? Shema Yimzana Bashuk, and start shouting at him, Avdiata. So therefore, Kofin and Rabbo Hasheni, even though it isn't really his, Mosina Do Ben Korin, the Koteva Evet Shtar Al Damat. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, why would the Evet have to be Kotev? Ain't Kotev, Elam Mishachrer Kotev. But my Kamiflagi be Mazik, Shibun Shechavir Kamiflagi, Mar Sovar Chayav, Umar Sovar Patur. And indeed, I think we can do that. Itmar Nami, I should have said that in the Dham. Itmar Nami, a Mazik, Shibun Shechavir, Bonu Lamach Lokot, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Verabona. So that's our first case.